Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. Every beat and lyric will move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
Galactica and Saint Joe is, yes. I know them as the Galactivators. I like to start with a fun fact. And so is there something about you that might be a fun little fact that maybe some new listeners or new fans might not know about you?
Well, I can say for myself, my music, I consider it to be a spiritual gift. And I grew up in a spiritual community, Christianity, and kind of outgrew that box. It got pretty tight for me, busted out of it. And I was just asking, is there more? There's got to be more. This doesn't fit. Yeah. And then I had some extraterrestrial contact. I had this contact with some Pleiadians who gave me this vision of my life as a healer. And since then, I've been on a journey just revealing all the different healing modalities like yoga and Tai Chi and Reiki and Qigong and all different kinds of lineages from India to South America, shamanistic practices. And this whole journey has awakened in me this ability to receive these poems and songs and to read people's energy and to make music out of it. So that's my gift to share.
And for me, I've always been obsessed with music since I was very young. And I used to listen to all types of music on the radio when I was really young. And I even would hum myself to sleep singing those songs, imagining I was singing them on stage. And I would imagine myself playing guitar like a master on stage and just kept envisioning that. And I went through many different paths in life thinking I had to work something else or do something else to support my artistry. And Galactica here taught me that you can focus on what you really love to do and call it into your life. And ever since I met her, she really flipped my world upside down and allowed me to follow my dreams and passions. And now I'm doing what I truly love, which is entertaining the world with amazing music that unlocks people's highest abilities.
My heart is so happy right now about that. Because it is something that I teach a lot about that. And a lot of times people think that you have to do things a certain way, or you can't just manifest your life that you want to live into existence. But that is one thing that I love about coming into you all's lives is because you have so much joy on your faces whenever you come in. And the first time I came in, I was like, okay, wait, what did I just walk into? And then I was like, wait, I love this so much. And the same response came from sharing it with my friends. They were like, Kitty, what did you, oh, I'm addicted. And so I think that it's this just beautiful, you are this beautiful catalyst to show people that this is something that you can do and to be authentic and just kind of throw it out there and see what happens.
Thank you so much for reflecting that. I really appreciate that so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I know that you guys, and I'll talk about this a little bit, but I know that people come in often and they are not so kind. And it's just one of
the naysayers.
They are. And we're like, get out of here. We're being collectivated. Go. Like, it doesn't matter. And so it's impactful that you can take that, right? And then continue doing what you do, because so many people can't.
Every person who's ever succeeded in life has had people tell them that they shouldn't do it, can't do it, maybe you should try something else. And what they did is they took that and used it as fuel.
Yeah.
And some people take it and they it may sway their path, but for others it really like makes them want to do it more. And it's free fuel for us, basically.
Because
eventually everyone's going to be galactivated, no matter who they are. It's only a matter of time.
I agree.
And I have this mentor that I listen to, Ty Lopez, and he said that when you start to grow, like grow your business, grow your brand, grow your fame, you reach a point where you start to attract the haters. Mm-hmm. So once you reach that place, it means you've made it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I always think, like, when the haters start coming in, I'm like, yes, we're reaching all the people. It's working.
And really great art is charged. Like, just like hip hop, when it came out in the 80s and 90s, 70s, 80s and 90s, there was people protesting about it, saying that it was ruining the youth. And it just made it a stronger movement. And now look how popular it is at this moment.
Right.
So it's always important to know, like, if everyone loves your art, then it's not, it may not be as good as you think it is, you know?
Yeah,
that's what your mentor.
Yeah, Rick Rubin said that. If your art is not charged, polarizing, then it's not, you could be doing more to make it more charged.
Sure, that way the people that need to find you can find you. If you're for all the masses, then you're really not going to be that impactful. I know you guys say it, and I say getting galactivated. Can you walk us through what that means for you guys when you're saying it? What does that mean from your perspective and getting galactivated? What does that mean for you guys?
For me, personally, I consider music, art, spirituality, galactivations to be a dance that intertwined together. When we get galactivated, we line up all the layers of the rainbow, from our mindset, our attitude, our words, our heart, our love, our feelings, our creativity, our embodiment, our dance, all lining up in the same space together, like a giant sprouting seed of life.
Yeah.
Like, we all open up our energy field. We expand our auras together. We line up all of our energy centers. We plug into the higher source, our highest self together. And then in that place of oneness, we commingle, we reprogram ourselves, we uplift, empower, inspire, auto-correct, course-correct, heal ourselves, and stand as our highest, most enlightened, most authentic versions together in that place of oneness. That's Super friends, go!
That's right. No, I love that it's just as meaningful for you as it is for the people that you bring in, because it does make a difference. There's so much sadness and darkness in the world. And so for people to scroll through just TikTok, I call it doom scrolling, but to doom scroll and then find your faces and everything that you're doing and get galactivated, they can choose to stay and really embrace the high energy and raise their vibration, or they can choose to go.
Which is so great about music. Which is
like, yeah, it's fun to know that when you listen to music, you are using your own ability to heal yourself.
Yes.
Because you're feeling whatever that message is coming through the music, you're listening to it. Music is a type of medicine that allows you to break through, to overcome any kind of trauma that you experienced in your childhood.
Body your emotions.
Yeah, and empower yourself. So,
express your feelings.
So what we do with our music is we intertwine empowering messages in it. We intertwine messages of inspiration, so that people see us, what we do, so they can get inspired to do something similar.
And sacred silliness, like not taking ourselves and lives too seriously, but just being playful.
Our inner child needs to be happy.
Yeah, we truly believe that if everyone on the planet was galactivated and everyone was following their dreams and passions, everyone would be having a really great time.
It's very true. Where did the Galactivators start? Do you have a moment where you're like, this is what we're doing, like that was, we're doing this, this is what we're calling it, and we're going forward and we're not stopping? Do you have where that started?
Yeah, so I received my first galactivations at Lightning in a Bottle and Burning Man festivals. Got galactivated by Dr. Dream. And then in subsequent years, had encounters with other extraterrestrial beings there who initiated me into that galactic mindset, you could say, galactic awareness. And they gave me the name Galactica. So St. Joseph and I had been friends from yoga. We went on a mission together when we met to go be
Well,
initiated.
first I took one of her yoga classes on the beach called Free
Free
Yoga
yoga.
on the Beach, a donation-based yoga class that she and I teach Monday through Friday.
On our Galactivators channel.
And we do it in person and on TikTok and YouTube. So I went to one of her classes back in 2016, and
Okay.
then we ended up, she asked if anyone wanted to help drive her to a Indian holy man who's from India. His name was
Paramahamsa Vishwananda was one of my super friends, said, you have to come and meet him. He's this miracle worker. He's in India, or he's from Germany, but he's in the Hindu tradition, and he's going to be in Denver, Colorado, giving initiations to people. And he said, you have to go. You can't miss this. This guy can manifest things out of thin air. And he's like an embodiment, like he's a reincarnation of Christ. You have to go get initiated by him. So I'm like, who wants to go on an adventure? And him and his partner at the time were like, we
Yes,
do, we'll drive.
absolutely.
Yeah. And this guy was he was born in India, and he has an ashram in Germany, and he has a bunch of different ashrams around the world. And one of them there is they built a temple in Denver, so we ended up going there. So we and it was a really amazing time. I sampled the man giving a invocation to the goddess Lakshmi, the goddess.
Oh, ceremony,
I
and
love
the
that.
1,000 names of the goddess he threw one at a time into the fire, chanting. It was like this big ceremony where he invoked the goddess.
So
That's
I sampled that,
lovely.
created a song about that, and then a couple years later in 2018, when I moved back from New York back to LA, I was DJing at her festival. She asked me to help manage the Stargate live music stage at Love Long Beach Music Festival. It's a annual festival that has about 20,000 people come in 2 days, five different stages.
Oh,
And I was DJing in between the sets, and she asked if she could freestyle over my song and songs. And I said, of course. And I was like, wow, she's really great at this. And we decided then and there, like, let's make this happen. Like, let's start working together and creating some music. And I started coming over many times, and eventually we fell in love, and we decided in November of 2018 to start Galactivate Tours.
I'm Galactica, and so my words just come from me getting into that meditative space, and then I basically just download them. Like I've been learning how to channel for a long time with Reiki and other modalities, and just practicing. I've channeled through writing, and then I've been opening my throat chakra so I can let the words pour through. And so when the music comes on, it's like I see a screen and I can kind of read the words and they just kind of come on out, or sometimes they just jump out of my
When
throat.
you're freestyling, you are just channeling information that needs to be put out.
Yeah, so we get galactivated, and so our music is here to galactivate everyone else. So it just logically made sense that we are the
Of
Galactivators.
course, wouldn't have it
Well,
any other
who
way.
we, right?
Right, so divinely guided for sure. How has music played a healing role for you all individually and then collectively? How has that affected you in your life? Have you had healing moments from it? Of
Wow. Thank you for asking that.
course.
So, in the Hindu world, music is displayed as a goddess, Saraswati, as a physical embodiment. And in my home growing up in Jesus land, we weren't allowed to have goddesses. They were of the devil.
I live there
and
too.
Send you to hell. So I was super repressed for a lot of my formative years musically. And I played in the orchestra, played flute in band. So, you know, the written out music was, that was safe and acceptable. And now as I've kind of outgrown that box and kicked out of that box, and, you know, I got, as soon as I got away from the clutches, I got into punk rock and, you know, just local music around California area here, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jane's Addiction, Fishbone, you know, lots of, No Doubt, you know, stuff with lots of movement and expression. And it just helped me to really learn how to move my body. And then I got into more of like the dance scene, electronic music, learned how to actually dance to music. And then as the more I got into it, now it's, you know, I always wondered, like, how do people make music? It just seems so mystifying and so beyond me. And then just asking that question started attracting in opportunities to make music and drum circle communities, and then music producer super friends, and then the opportunity to actually have a band and make music, and with all the lyrics flowing through, it's just been this natural progression of me actually becoming the embodiment of Saraswati, so that this goddess of music actually resides in my heart. So that's how it's been for me.
And for me, I grew up listening to a lot of music. My dad was into classic rock, so he always would play songs like that. And he played a little guitar, so I played a little guitar as well. But it always seemed like this unattainable thing to create music. I thought you had to be born with that talent to really be good. And I started DJing while I was in school to be an auto mechanic, because I went to art school, and then it was really hard to be a photographer back in 2008 to make it commercially or however you wanted to be. And so I went to automotive school and I started DJing at that time, and it saved my life because I was way too much into the into partying and that scene. And DJing, even though it was a party scene, it gave me something to do when I was, you know, a talent that I could showcase and perform. And it was, I was really into music, so I had a big giant collection of music, and I had a good ear to play certain songs for certain parties. And I developed such a relationship to music from DJing it. And I DJed up until about 2016, and I started making my own music. You know, I was like, okay, I'm ready to make my own music. And I really sat down in 2020 and decided I'm going to really study music theory, study all the pop music that's popular. I'm going to study how these great musicians really do it. And just, you know, all these things that are available online, all these courses, all these YouTube videos of just how to do it. And then I started doing it every day, practicing for hours, 2 hours a day. And now I'm at the point where I make a new song pretty much every day just to keep myself, to advance my, my skill and work at my craft. So, and I also learned that I don't have to just focus on one musical instrument. I can learn anything that I want. I'm not limited to anything. So I just started learning each one so that I could put myself in the shoes of a bass player, of a drummer, while I'm making a track. And when I talk to a bassist or a drummer, when they're playing with us professionally, I could speak their language and communicate with them what's in my head and get it out on paper.
Do you have a specific song that's been a vessel for you guys as far as a healing, or that you've noticed is more healing for the others that come in or your fans?
I feel like our very first song, Get Gekkal Activated, is really wonderfully powerful in a sacredly silly kind of way.
And we performed it on America's Got Talent. last summer. So it was really made a really big impact.
That experience.
It was amazing. Just every step of the journey, just from its inception, its conception. We were on a road trip, maybe to like Burning Man or something. We were going up over the mountain and I was super galactivated and just channeling and having this vision of being on that stage and just spreading our galactivations to a global audience and just planting these higher mind seeds, super conscious seeds in millions of minds at a time. And as I had that vision, I was like, St. Jay, it would be amazing. It's so beautiful. I just was crying like, oh, America's got talent. And then we get this message from Destiny. Yo, Galactivators, will you please return my call? I've been attempting to get a hold of you for months. Mm-hmm. And so we responded. She's like, we need you to come and galactivate the judges. They need a galactivation. So we're like, okay, Destiny, we will come to America's Got Talent and galactivate the judges.
And we wrote a song specifically in about 3 weeks. They were like, okay.
Here we go.
We're like, let's write a whole brand new song. Because at that point, we only had freestyled songs released. There was nothing official. So we were like, okay, we need an actual song. So we wrote the song in 3 weeks, learned how to perform it and all of that. And we got there. And
we took singing lessons.
Yeah, we took singing lessons.
Like, hurry, quick, learn how to sing.
Get them all ready.
Yeah. And being in front of that audience, there was 6 million people at once. It was like a wall of energy of just like,
oh, I bet.
Know, like, you know, cheering for us. So like, because there was, you know, they hyped that crowd up. Yeah. And the experience.
It was like an ocean of energy. And we were there for days and we got to interview and hang out with just hundreds of talented, amazing people. We met so many incredible people. Yeah, and then when we went on that stage, it was like getting sucked through a vacuum. Like, and I'm like, what's happening? Like, I had my wand in my hand and I was trying to tuck it in, but I didn't in time. So I had my mic in my wand. I was like, what's going on? And I just,
it's go
like,
time.
I forgot to put the mic up because I thought it was my wand.
And it was really interesting when she spoke about galactivations before we even performed. One of the judges, Howie, didn't understand it and just thought it was some
He's
kind
like,
of.
No, nope, you're too galactivated.
He was like, this is woo. He thought it was woo woo, basically. So it was this, you know, our first time being on this huge stage, and one person already X'd us out. We're like, oh God.
Because I said I wanted to, our intention is for our music to entangle with the world, to activate the Schumann resonance of the planet, to raise the frequency of the collective. and
they're like,
and, you know, collectivate the world. And they're like,
stay away from us. No.
And most people would have,
cannibal.
Many people would have given up after that, after our experience on AGT of just having to not understand it. And we were like, no, this is a sign that we need to get even more professional, really hone in our message and tailor our message so that people not only in the spiritual community can understand this, but the people who are not in the spiritual community, we need, because we want to galactivate everyone in the world. So it really helped us cater our message and make us more professional as musicians. And ever since then, we've seen an improvement in our performances.
Well, we're on a schedule. We're releasing songs every few months.
Yeah.
It's just really helped us to, you know, through the meat grinder now, it's like all the little individual parts are coming out.
Right.
The album's coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, we have a new album being released in October called The United States of Galactivation. And it's going to have all the songs that we came out with, all the singles and 2 remixes and a Christmas song that will be coming out.
I would love for you to talk about your clothing line. I would love for you to talk about all your stuff here. And I know that's a lot. So I don't know what all, you know, whatever stands out to you that you would love to share with everybody.
Yeah, we're just feeling so creative and so inspired lately. And I got my little setup so I can work on creating more clothes. We've done our tiger line and our space line and our peacock line and our checkerboard line.
Yeah, we design all of our own clothing, and it's really high vibration clothing that will help you attract other super friends other fairies, other like-minded individuals, and make you feel more confident when you wear it. And it's also very comfortable, so you can fly with it. You could even go to somewhere like the Grammys with it because it looks really nice and fancy, but it's also very comfortable.
Well, we'll expect you to wear some on an award show one time. That's we're holding you to
Yes.
that. We're manifesting that for you. Absolutely,
Thank you,
absolutely.
Barry. And then
this weekend we're performing in Joshua Tree at a yoga festival called Bhakti Fest.
Okay.
The weekend after that, we'll be performing at a Burning Man event in Venice
Venice,
Beach. We'll be setting up
the Afterburn.
it's called Venice Afterburn. We'll be setting up our musical interactive galactivation station, where we set up a drum set, guitar, bass, keyboards, and allow anyone to make music with us, improvise music. And then after that, the next week after that, we'll be performing in New York and having our
Wow.
album, one of our album release parties then.
Long Island.
In Port Jeff
Wow.
at Portside Bar and Grill. It's a free show as well.
Can listeners and your fans do to support you in your journey? Is there any upcoming things that you need help on that they can support you
So we broadcast every night on TikTok,
with?
and we appreciate all the viewers who are able to donate gifts on there. We also have a PayPal and Venmo that people donate, and those help us continue doing these galactivations each and every day. It helps us have the time to create the clothing, helps us create music, it helps us get everything mastered and doing the artwork and all that. And we also have upcoming shows that it would be super helpful when people come to support us there.
And if anyone has any ideas of how they could contribute to the Galactivations, there's lots of opportunities to build the empire.
Yes.
We have a lot of space available to collaborate with people and co-create and cross-pollinate with other artists, other creators.
I love that.
We've done collaborations with bands like Mystical Joyride and Cosmo.
And our message is getting out there,
Yeah.
but it could get out there to more people,
Yeah.
and that
So
helps
happy to share and
with any kind of
spread.
like private investors who are interested in spreading these galactivations around the world with us.
Sure.
With that, we can exponentially get the word out, because we already have the momentum, and we're growing. So if
Yeah.
someone wants to help us grow even more and be a part of it, then we're open
That's
to those
perfect.
people
Any
behind it.
marketing masters that want to help us distribute and market the album when it comes out?
Managers
We have
and
a couple new songs coming out on the album, a couple remixes that St. J's doing.
Okay.
That's
No,
exciting.
I am all about we don't rise one by ourselves, we all rise together. I think it's a collective thing, especially when we're in the healing business, if you want to call it that, when we're here to do that. So I
And
love the question.
the one way that really could help spreading the musical galactivations, if when people show our music to other people,
Yeah.
when people put it on their playlist, when people comment on the videos that we have, just to
And
really
wear our
show,
clothing to help advertise.
Okay, do you have something or some piece of advice that you would like to give? I know so many people that are struggling with depression and anxiety, and they can only hear it from me or the people around them so many times that you have to pull the mask off. That's why you're feeling down. You have to just be you, and it's okay. Do you have any words of advice or wisdom for them to share?
I have a few that I would suggest
Yeah.
is, body, mind, spirit, everything's connected. So first, take yourself out of your environment, go outside in nature. I prefer by the beach and just sit with you in your body and be with yourself and breathe. And then quiet your mind and let it just focus on the breath and feel your spirit and invite your spirit to start to rise and unsuffocate itself and
Yeah.
start to uplift itself and come into your body and let it start to outgrow your body and
Yeah.
expand around your body and envelop your body and embrace your body and then fill your mind with who you really are inside, because every one of us is a beautiful, unique treasure and jewel and genius and gem in our own unique ways.
Yeah.
So we just have to fill up with ourself and then listen to ourself, write down, record any images, any visions, any words, any messages that our whole self has for our human self, and then go project into our environment that self fills our space, and then go back home and just clear out everything that doesn't match that. Anything that when you look at it, it reminds you of something sad or disempowering or not uplifting, that doesn't bring joy, just get rid of it all, take it out of your space, put it in storage, give it away, and then bring in, surround you, your environment with uplifting images or pictures of yourself happy and healthy, or visual images of fun places that you'd like to visit, or adventures, new adventures you'd like to have, or create a vision board like I did of myself playing music with a partner.
Yeah.
And here it is.
Here you are.
And, you know, we have so much power when we go in first. You know, you got to, that's the power of paradox. If you want to get out, you got to go in.
Yeah. So,
but I recommend.
And then we also recommend sending us a message, direct message. And we could do a galactivation on, you know, private galactivation consultation kind of thing, just to help see what you can change in your life. And I highly recommend also tuning into our live streams each night from 8 to 10 Pacific time on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, because we talk about a lot of things of how to uplift yourself and get yourself into a life that you really want to live.
Yeah. People think that, I think we as people make it a lot harder than what it is. I think that we make it more complicated, I guess, instead of just jumping in and having joy and finding joy. Yeah.
And like the visual I see is like a seed, you know, inside the seed of us is our whole, you know, it's the entire old growth forest, but that seed has to get through a lot and go through a lot and change a lot and become a lot in order to fully express what's in there. So if we're depressed, it's because that seed is like, okay, I'm starting to grow and push on all of this. And it's, you know, it's like coming out, you know? So the more that we don't take it personally and say like, why am I depressed? What's wrong with me? Oh my God, there must be, you know, and beat ourselves up for feeling that. But instead just let it be a part of the journey. Let the whole forest be there, and then do our best to just reach for the apple. Reaching for the apple. Reach for the apple.
Also, what also helps too as well is physical movement. You know, going for walks, going for a run or swim.
Healthy food.
Drinking lots of water every day. Limiting or abstaining from alcohol would really help. And just basically, yeah, healthy foods. Yeah. Like,
and another thing I recommend is if you're ever feeling a low emotion, sadness, unhappy, depressed, don't eat. Because when you are sad and you eat, that emotion builds your body and it stays inside your body as a part of you. So if you're feeling upset for any reason, drink some tea, drink some water, go outside,
or take a smoothie,
out of the environment, go on a walk, just make a break, step out, make a change, raise your mindset, you know, elevate yourself, and then eat when you're feeling good. And when you build up a body, when you're emotionally feeling good, body, mind, spirit, it builds a really healthy, strong body and a happy, peaceful mindset.
That's great advice. That's great
and
advice.
It's really amazing also what a what a nice shower or a bath will do too, to kind of get you, change your mood.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite. I love dancing in the rain. That's one of my favorites when we get rain. So, well, I appreciate you guys so much. And I'd love to have you on when you have your album out, or if you guys need anything truly. I don't have a huge crew, but we have the Kitty Crew, and we would love to support you in any way, truly. Even if that's just coming and tapping and helping you kind of get known around. So I appreciate you guys so very much.
Yeah. All hail the goddess cat.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Galactivate Tarthir, Crystar Galactica, Fairy Boss Sister, St. Joseph, making the bees are here to galactivate you with the kitties. Meow.
Get in there, bring in that offense. Keep pushing, take a deep breath, breathe with me. Pull in the light, all the energy going here. It's hot up in here, all meow. Find a pair of people going meow, 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 meow. Down with the KL, meow, 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 meow. Come bring the faces, oh yeah.
Galactivators. Check us out at galactivators.com.